Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding the results of the first three quarters, 2014-15. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, CFO Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Good morning and welcome to our conference call on EVN's third quarter results for the 14-15 financial year. Before I start with the details of the first three quarters, I would like to give you an overview of the major business developments in the reporting period. In the energy business, I would first like to point to the fact that we could significantly increase our electricity production during the reporting period. Above all, this resulted from the first time full operations at the Walsum power plant over the entire period. However, there was also considerable short-term use of our natural gas power plant Theiss and Korneuburg for the purpose of supporting network reliability both in Austria and Germany. Finally, with the commissioning of the Brotes wind park, we have significantly increased our wind power capacities. In total, this new wind park has a capacity of 37 megawatts. In addition, I would like to mention here that EVN was recently appointed to provide 775 megawatts reserve capacity for southern Germany for 16-17. Thus, EVN is providing reserve capacity for the upcoming three winter periods from 15-16 until 17-18. In southeastern Europe, the yearly price decisions took place. In Bulgaria, end customer prices were decreased by 0.4% as of the 1st of August, and in Macedonia, prices were decreased by 0.3% as of the 1st of July. In the environmental service business, as already announced in the first quarter of this financial year, we were able to conclude the sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant to the supply and waste water disposal company of the city of Moscow for 250 million euros. In March, the plant was successfully commissioned and transferred to the city ownership after a 72-hour test. The positive developments in the energy segments and the absence of last year's one-off effects led to an increase in group EBITDA, EBIT, and in the group net result. Before going into the details of the group P&L, let me briefly mention that after Standard & Poor's confirmed the investment grade and BBB+ with stable outlook in April, the rating with Moody's is currently under review and we expect publication soon. After this introduction, let's now turn to our group results in more detail. Group's total revenue rose 11.3% to 1.66 billion euros. This development mainly resulted from the increase in electricity production from thermal and renewable energy sources, a higher contribution from our Southeastern Europe unit due to higher electricity sales and the non-recurrence of negative effects on last year's revenues, and on the other hand, from the fact that our natural gas sales activities were increased. However, these positive developments were moderated to some extent by the reduction in network tariffs in Lower Austria. In total, operating result improved significantly. EBITDA rose 38.8% to 497.2 million euros and EBIT up to 286.5 million euros after last year's minus 41.8 million euros. Above all, this related form, an improved energy contribution margin, the sale of the hypochlorite plant which led to an increase in other operating income, from the share of results from equity accounted investees with operational nature which rose by 21.1% to 131.9 million euros. This is mainly related to higher earnings contribution from RAG and EVN KG as well as the absence of last year's one-off effects. The significantly lower dividend payment from Verbund AG as well as the termination of the hedge for the financing of the sodium hypochlorite plant and the cost for the related investment guarantee from the Federal Republic of Germany led to a decline of the financial results from minus 10 million euros in the previous year to minus 41.2 million euros in the reporting period. On balance, group net result amounted to 187.1 million euros, representing a positive development compared to last year's result. Now let's turn to the group's balance sheet. What we are proud of is the solidity and stability of our balance sheet structure. The reporting period brought a slight increase of 0.1% in equity to 2,635.3 million euros. This is related to the positive earnings recorded for the first half of 2014-15, which could not be offset by the dividend payment of 42 euro per share in January 2015 and by the decline in the valuation reserve. As a consequence, equity ratio increased from 38.5% on September 30th to 40.4% as of 30th of June 2015. Moreover, what I would like to emphasize here is the fact that we could further reduce our net debt by 328.9 million euros to 1,233.6 million euros, which resulted in a reduction of the gearing ratio from 61.6% to 49.1% since the last financial year. On slide 5, you will see now the split of the EBITDA contribution by each segment. The most important drivers of the positive EBITDA contribution in the first 9 months were the generation segment, in which the increase in production had a positive impact, the energy supply Southeast Europe segment, which benefited from both positive quantity and price effects as well as the absence of last year's one-off effects, and last but not least, the environmental service segment, in which on the one hand the sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant, and on the other hand higher revenue from thermal waste utilization and water supply in Lower Austria positively affected EBITDA. Conversely, EBITDA declined in the energy trade and supply segment due to lower demand for natural gas from household customers and the network infrastructure Austria segment resulting from the reduction in network tariffs. Now let's move on to the business development by segment. Firstly, I will discuss the generation segment in more detail. In total, electricity production rose by 27.3% to 3,260 gigawatt hours in the three quarters of 2014-15 based on higher production from our renewable energy sources and the thermal power plants. The production from renewable energy sources increased based on an increase in water flows and wind conditions, however, above all due to full operations in the Prellenkirchen wind park and the commissioning of the Protes wind park in the reporting period. The increase in thermal production was supported by full operations throughout the entire reporting period at the Walsum power plant. In addition, the Theiss and Korneuburg natural gas power plants were called one more frequently by the Austrian and German transmission network operators to ensure network stability. All in all, this led to an increase in revenue by 22.9% to 171.2 million euros. On the cost side, operating expenses rose due to the procurement costs for energy carriers required for fully operations in the Walsum power plant. However, by means of further market-related optimization measures in our thermal power plants, we were able to partly offset that development. Depreciation and amortization increased by 15.1% to 58 million euros. In addition to the increase in scheduled depreciation that resulted from full operations at the Walsum power plant, an impairment loss of 17 million euros was also recognized to the Dürnrohr power plant. This was based on the closing of a production unit by Verbund at the site of our joint power plant Dürnrohr in April 2015 and the related expectations of higher maintenance and operating costs in the future. In total, EBITDA amounted to 84.9 million euros and was 45% higher than in the first 9 months of the previous year. EBIT rose by 18.7 million euros to 27 million euros. At the next slide, we'll talk about the developments in the Austrian energy trade and supply business. Energy sales volumes to end customers developed differently in the reporting period. While the sales volumes of electricity and heat remained nearly unchanged, we saw a reduced volume of natural gas of 2%. Higher natural gas sales volumes to commercial customers were contrasted by the reduced volumes to households. Based on these developments, revenue rose 7.4% to 381.6 million euros. This increase was supported above all by the sale of the production from the Walsum power plant and increased activities in the natural gas trading. Operating expenses increased in the reporting period too. This was related mainly to the purchase of electricity generated by the Walsum power plant and the higher natural gas volumes used by the increased trading activities. In total, these factors led to a decrease of 7.6% in EBITDA to 74.9 million euros. EBIT totaled 62.4 million euros, which is 10% lower than in the previous year. Now let's continue with our network infrastructure Austria segment. In the course of the regulator's annual network tariff adjustments, EUVN electricity network tariffs were reduced in January by an average of 1%, and natural gas network tariffs by an average of 3%. Electricity network distribution volumes rose 2.3% year-on-year to 6,152 gigawatt-hours. This resulted above all from a higher demand of industrial customers and commercial customers. In that regard, and once again, please be aware that the regulatory account is not considered anymore. As a consequence, weather effects have an impact on the results immediately. The balancing will be done through future tariffs. Also, natural gas network distribution volumes rose in total by 6.6% to 12,855 gigawatt-hours. Mainly, this was due to the increased use of EVN's natural gas plants for network stabilization in Austria and Germany and a higher demand from industrial customers. Revenue fell in spite of the volume increase by 1.5% to 366 million euros during the first three quarters of 2014-15. This was basically a result of the network tariff reduction and the consequent decline in revenue from electricity network distribution. Higher revenue from cable TV and telecommunication services could not offset this development. All in all, operating results were below the prior year level. EBITDA fell by 1.5% to 170.3 million euros, and EBIT reduced 4.6% to 92.9 million euros. On the next slide, I will show you now the results of the Southeastern Europe. Our results in Southeastern Europe were impacted by end customer price changes in the past and current financial year. In Bulgaria, as of the 1st October 2014, the regulatory authority implemented a tariff increase of roughly 9.7%, but also increased procurement costs. Our allowable supply margin was increased to 2.3%. On 1st of August 2015, the Regulatory Commission announced a slight end customer price reduction of 0.4% for the ongoing one-year period. After the Commission has increased the heat tariffs by 5.1% last year, they reduced the tariff as of the 1st of July 2015 by 7%. In Macedonia, the regulatory raised electricity prices for end customers by 3.5% in July 2014. However, the network tariff, which is included in this price, was raised by only a slight amount and remained below the expected level. In addition, as of the 1st of July 2015, the regulatory reduced the end customer price slightly by 0.3% for the next year. In contrast to this year's mild winter in Austria, temperatures in southeastern Europe were below the prior year's level and consequently resulted in a weather-related increase in sales volumes. In the area of electricity generation, we reported an increase in volumes by 33.8% to 414 gigawatt-hours. Above all, this was due to the increase in electricity production from renewable energy, which was supported by higher water flows in Macedonia. However, the thermal production at our cogeneration plant in Plovdiv in Bulgaria increased. Revenue rose 21% to 800 million euros in the first three quarters of 2014-15. Basically, this development was supported by the before mentioned higher end customer prices in Bulgaria and Macedonia, the absence of last year's one-off effects as well as the weather-related increase in sales volumes. While operating expenses increased due to the regulatory decisions regarding energy purchase costs, this could not offset the before mentioned positive effects. On balance, EBITDA rose by 70.8 million euros to 79.3 million euros and EBIT amounted to 33.6 million euros in comparison to minus 230.8 million euros in the previous year. Last but not least, I would like to mention our business development activities in Croatia. With the commissioning of the gas distribution network in the city of Biograd, we are now the supplier for the three major cities in the county of Zadar. However, moreover, with the opening in the city of Dugopolje in May, we connect the first city in the county of Split, Dalmatia, to our gas distribution network. In addition, first partial sections of the natural gas high-pressure supply pipeline for the city of Split were also completed. Now let's turn to the next segment, the environmental service segment. Segment revenues decreased by 5.4%, which was related to a lower volume of process orders in the international project business. We can also report that we were able to increase our revenues in the field of drinking water supply and wastewater utilization in Lower Austria. The operating result was positively influenced by the conclusion of negotiations with the city of Moscow over the hydrochloride plant project, which led to the sale of the shares in the property company for 250 million euros and consequently to an increase in other operating income. The cost of materials were influenced by a valuation allowance of 11 million euros recognized to the remaining aggregate components from the former project waste utilization plant number 1 in Moscow during the second quarter. We reported about this in the previous quarter. While the segment EBITDA reduced by 1% to 36.9 million euros, the result of operating activities increased by 3 million euros to 70.1 million euros. In the international project business, we are currently working on 8 projects. In the reporting period, we commissioned plants in Poland, Romania, as well as Cyprus, and already started construction works on further plants in Montenegro and Romania. In addition, we are participating in tenders for international wastewater treatment plants projects in different countries. Previous quarter, you were already informed that the sodium hypochlorite plant in Moscow was successfully commissioned in March 2015 and transferred to the city after a 72-hour test. In connection to the sale of the plant, the related hedge and the federal investment guarantee were terminated. In the area of drinking water supplies, EVN took over the management and operation of the water supply network for the community of Paudorf, including drinking water supplies for roughly 2,500 local residents as of January 2015. Furthermore, the commissioning process for the natural water filter plant, which we built in the lower Austrian town Drösing, will reduce the hardness of the water by natural means started in December 2014. EVN also received the permit required Austrian Water Act for the construction of a similar plant in Zwentendorf under Zeyer. In total, EVN currently supplies drinking water for more than 500,000 residents in Lower Austria. On the next slide, I will get into more detail on the development of our cash flow. Gross cash flow rose 70.4% to 387.66 million euros in the first 9 months, chiefly due to the increase in the result before income tax. Cash flow from operating activities, however, declined by 13.9% to 316.1 million euros, which is related to changes in working capital. Please remember in the non-recurring effects in the previous year. The events in the environmental service business in connection with the sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant led to a positive cash flow from investing activities of 45.4 million euros. Cash flow from financing activities totaled minus 340.6 million euros, which reflected the repayment of the financing for the sodium hypochlorite plant and the scheduled repayment of other financial liabilities. Also included here is the payment of the dividend of 42 euro per share for 2013-14 financial year. All in all, net change in cash and cash equivalents amounts to 20.9 million euros. Now let's move on to our last slide regarding the outlook for the 2014-15 financial year. The positive first 3 quarters let us confirm our outlook for the 2014-15 financial year, which group net result that is expected to exceed 12-13. The assumptions for energy sector developments for the business years are based on long-term averages, and actual developments cannot be predicted with certainty. However, factors that could significantly influence group earnings are regulatory decision, developments in the proceeds related to claims in Bulgaria in connection with the Duisburg-Walsum power plant, as well as the progress of the activities in Moscow. Our strategy follows in its path of providing stability of results, generating a strong cash flow, and paying attractive dividends to our shareholders. These goals are supported by our integrated business model, which includes a stable and loyal customer base, which values our diversified portfolio of products and high-quality services, our strong and efficient networks to safeguard the security of supply with our products, and not least, the solid capital basis, which allows us to make important investments for the future. Moreover, within the coming years, we plan to continue our consolidation course. Hereby, the current business as well as our current core markets will represent the focal point of our activities. The whole EVN Group is constantly working on efficiency-increasing measures, especially in our Southeast Europe operations. We see potential in reduction of further grid losses and increasing of the collection rate. Given the importance of our home region, Lower Austria, also represents the focal point of our investment program. Currently and in the course of the next few years, we are investing 1 billion euros in security of supply and the use of renewable energy. The core of our business remains the operation of networks. Therefore, a large share of 70% of the investments will go into expansion and modernization of our network infrastructure in Lower Austria. In the field of energy production, we will expand our renewable capacity. We plan to increase our installed wind power capacity to 300 megawatts within the next 2 to 3 years. One important milestone towards this goal was the this year's commissioning of the 37 megawatts wind power quotas. All in all, EVN operates 250 megawatts wind power, and with that we are number 2 in Austria. In the area of water supplies, we are going to make further the investments too. The long period of drought during the summer months in Austria and Lower Austria brought the attention of many municipalities to the necessity of a higher professional water supply management. We see a lot of potential for interesting growth opportunities in the water supply segment in Lower Austria. This completes the summary of our first 9 month result of 2014-15 financial year. I'm now looking forward to answering your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 star on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to withdraw your question, press 9 star again. Please press 9 and star to state your questions. And the first question comes from Lueder Schumacher from Societe Generale. May we have your question, please?
Good morning. It was quite refreshing to actually see some generation earnings going up. Could you perhaps shed some light on the contribution of the thermal plants within the total of 85 million euros of EBITDA, and perhaps also Tyson Kronenberg, is there a positive net contribution from that, or are the system services fees just enough to cover your cost?
Yes, as you know, we have written off the gas-fired plants in the past, and on this basis, if they are now asked to supply to secure the security of supply, then this is really a profit which we are making. But honestly, this is only a couple of millions, yeah, which are coming from the thermal power plants, yeah, over the last three quarters on that. As you know, the Weisen plant is now producing, and if you see our system of sales and realization of the contracts, you have to see the two business units together. So we have to put together the sales side, procurement side, together with the generation to get a fair picture here.
Oh, okay. If I can just follow up on that. Did you say that there's just a couple of million of EBITDA from the hold thermal power plants, not just Tyson Kronenberg?
From the gas-fired power plants, which were now used in the winter half, and also during spring, due to keep the security of supply. On this level, yeah, we only made around an EBITDA of 33.3 million euros in this thermal total in this thermal production.
That's perfect. Thank you.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. So for any additional questions, please press 9 star on your telephone keypad. Please press 9 and star for any additional questions. And the next question comes from Peter Crampton from Macquarie. Please, your line is open now.
Good morning. I just had one brief question regarding your other projects in Russia, whether there had been any progress of potentially, you know, receiving some money for the ones you stopped construction on. Thank you.
Well, as you can imagine, this is a sensitive issue in a conference call. The negotiations are ongoing. The city was proposing that there is a commission should be set up to discuss the compensation issue. This is ongoing, and over the summer, these activities were very low, as you can imagine, because it's summertime. But we still have the hope that we find a solution without taking legal measures.
Okay, thank you.
And another question comes from Lueder Schumacher from Societe Generale. Please, your line is open again.
Yeah, I thought I might as well ask another one. Working capital, could you shed a bit of light on that? What was the effect and what do you expect to see for the full year?
Well, we had in the previous period two one-off effects which were pushing last year's cash flow in the direction that that extraordinary high cash flow there. This was one related with the provision which we had to take in Bulgaria, and on the other hand we had a related in with the partners in the Walsum project. We could keep the money and not give it to the supplier. Therefore, the comparison to last year is in a way not reflecting the real cash flow situation during the normal year as we are having this now. We are working also on efficiency programs in the normal business to make sure that the working capital is decreased in this all means, and we are expecting a strong cash flow on this level also for the full year of end of September.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
For any additional questions, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. And the next question comes from Deborah Wilkins from Goldman Sachs. Please, your line is open now.
Yes, good morning. I had three questions. I was hoping you could help provide more details on what reasons there could be for the fourth quarter to be much weaker this year than the third quarter, specifically the outlook for the divisions trading and supply and energy supply Southeastern Europe. My second question is, can you take us through the one-off effects in the third quarter? And then my final question is, how are you viewing your financial gearing? Is there potential for further increasing your investment spend? And if so, what are you considering?
Okay. On the basis of the expectation for the financial year, we are very carefully here in our wording also by saying that we will be definitely above 12-13. We, of course, work here on the levels of mid- and long-term expectation of prices, and on this level it is too close to the end of September to give you here more guidance. What is important, I think this was always in the focus of the interest, is also what we think, well, what we can achieve this year in the Southeast division, and there we have an expectation between 30 to 40 million euro EBIT, and we are aiming on the midterm between 60 and 70. I think this is important for the clearance also, that you can here value what we are doing there. At the end, a lot of evaluations have to be made there regarding the end-of-year results, and therefore we think that we are safe in the things which we are saying here. Regarding the financial gearing, I think this is constant. Yeah. It's not changing. As you have seen, the net debt is going down after we sold the sodium hypochlorite plant. And if we see our investment program, not only for this year and also the next years, we are pretty fine with the cash flow which we're generating to pay the investment and the dividend. Oh, I think there was one more question. There was one off question regarding the one-off effects of the impairment. I just want to remind you that in Dürenrohr, this was already in the half year we took this kind of impairment regarding the stepping out of Verbund. It's around this 70 million, and there are also small other minor effects, something between 3 to 4 million euros. So, yes, and don't forget, which we mentioned before, we took in the half year
this allowance, evaluation allowance regarding 11 million with the MPZ 1 was a part component of the remaining equipment which was needed for the Moscow region, and because Moscow said they don't want to build the MSZ 1 in the Moscow region anymore, look here, this kind of allowance, evaluation allowance. Yeah. Don't forget, on the other side, there are not only negative one-off effects, but there was the strong positive effect, which was already booked in the first quarter regarding the sodium hypochlorite selling out to Moscow.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Teresa Schienwald from Raiffeisen Centralbank. May we have your question, please?
Good morning. I would like to clarify a bit the results of RAG, which was the oil price kind of average and gas price average for the third quarter results?
Well, the positive contribution from RAG comes mainly from operational improvements and an increased depository and discovery rate. This leads to a capitalization of the searching costs for the respective project. And this made a decisive contribution. Okay? And of course, WAC is always a hedging part of their expected exploration for the future. And this together gave them the possibility to show this result.
But no average ED.
No, it's not.
Just to know about the hedging level currently and to be able to gauge the oil price impact.
It's not public.
Okay.
The next question comes from Richard Alderman from Macquarie. May we have your question, please?
One of my questions has already been answered, but can I just clarify the point you made about guidance? In reference to 2012-13, I think current consensus is a bit more than 10% up on that number at the earnings line. Are you confident that are you comfortable with that consensus number at the moment, or are you suggesting that the caution you have on supply in Q4 should be taken into consideration? That's the first question. And the second one is, you seem to hint at more acquisition targets or bolt-on acquisition opportunities. Could you give some color to where that might be over the next 1 to 2 years?
Okay, as I've seen, if I look at the numbers, I see a very wide range of expectations for this year's result. What we are starting with is with the result of 12-13. This was 109. The ranges which we are seeing is 120 to 170, so it's a very broad range. On this point today, I would not go further than just to mention that. But what I can see is that we are in a stable environment in comparison to last year, so we are comfortable that we can show a good result. And regarding the targets or the possibilities of investment, there is no investment project so far which is affecting this or next year. What we always have made the point in our strategy, midterm strategy, that we would be interested also to secure existing hydropower for the group, because we think on the midterm this integrated model to have a strong customer base and to secure also in a risk diversification strategy energy from own sources is what we are following. Yeah? But of course there has been a delay in a lot of these projects due to the uncertainty and the expectations of prices in the future. Therefore, we are not expecting a change in this environment for the next years. What I mentioned before is that we are investing in our ongoing business around 1 billion in 4 years. We are now in the third year, And therefore, on this basis, yeah, I think this gives us enough investment opportunities in our existing home markets with the focus of Lower Austria and this very broad business mix of grid investments and also renewable investments and water investments. Yeah, on this basis, the focus in the next years will be in this field.
Okay, thank you.
For any additional questions, please press 9* on your telephone keypad. Mr. Szyszkowitz, there are no further questions.
Thank you, everyone, and see you, everyone, at our full year's results.